HarperCollins presents The Right Place, written and read by Sophia Money Coutts. Prologue. Queen of the Party Palace dies, aged 58. Glamorous supermodel turned hotelier Philippa Hemingway has died, aged 58, her lawyer has announced. Hemingway, who was linked to a string of famous playboys in the 80s and 90s, passed away peacefully at home in Provence on Tuesday night. The cause of death has not been announced. In 2000, Ms. Hemingway, or Phil, as she was known to her friends, opened Provençal Hotel Le Figuier, just outside the village of Narnes. It soon became known as the Party Palace for its wild, late-night shenanigans, celebrity guests, and all-day drinking sessions around its famous natural pool. Those checking in were asked to respect the privacy of other guests, and photos taken inside the grounds and the hotel were strictly forbidden. As a result, for years Le Figuier was not so much a hotel as one very long house party where every vice was allowed to flower, safe from the prying eye of the paparazzi lens. It's perhaps easier to say who didn't check in at The Fig than who did. Madonna, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, the Beckhams, Nicolas Sarkozy and Carla Bruni. And even several young British royals were among the big names who stayed at the hotel in its heyday. In 2002, the Earl and Countess of Bruton held their wedding ceremony there, followed by a three-day party. The following year, the American band Quicksand recorded their number one single, Don't Leave Me, in the grounds. Its owner was also famously private, although Ms. Hemingway was linked to stars including Mick Jagger and Pete Sampras. Little else about her private life is known, however, and she never married. She is said to have been estranged from her family. Born in London, Ms. Hemingway was spotted by a talent scout in Chelsea, aged 17, and rapidly became one of the 80s most highly paid models, parading the catwalk for the likes of Chanel, Jean-Paul Gaultier, and Vivienne Westwood. Just a few years later, she turned her back on the fashion world and travelled the world, learning to cook. In 1999, when she bought a ruined chateau in the south of France, few suspected how successful this surprise business move would prove to be. But within a few years, thanks to the hotel's illustrious reputation, there was a strict waiting list, which nobody was allowed to jump. Rumour has it that when Angelina Jolie's publicist tried to book her client in for a stay, Ms. Hemingway told her to get in the queue like everyone else. In recent years, however, the hotel is said to have gone into decline, abandoned by its celebrity fans. The latest reviews on TripAdvisor describe the place as tired, dated, and a French faulty towers. When a Daily Mail reporter visited the hotel yesterday, a member of staff said she couldn't comment on what would happen to the infamous site. Chapter 1. Maggie Lemon didn't cry when she heard about her aunt's sudden death. A Frenchman called George Allery, a lawyer, or a notaire as they were called over there, had rung to tell her the bare facts. Phil was dead. A small funeral had already taken place, and she'd left her entire estate to her niece. Maggie had been so overwhelmed by this news that she'd mumbled a few words, something about discussing when she could fly to France with her husband, before hanging up. Then she'd slumped on the cold bathroom floor, numb at the news about her aunt, numb at the sight of the negative pregnancy test on the tiles beside her, almost winded, as if someone had poked a needle through her ribs and deflated her lungs. She hadn't cried that evening when her husband came home and folded her into his arms, saying that they'd try again, and also that he was sorry about her aunt. She hadn't cried that night, as Mungo slept, and she stared into the blackness of their bedroom, thinking, why did pregnancy happen to everyone else and not her? Was she broken? And why hadn't she called her aunt before now? Why had she wasted so much time? She nearly cried 2 days later while ransacking the house for her passport before discovering it in her knicker drawer. What was it doing in there? Maggie blamed the IVF hormones. But then she was so busy travelling to France that she didn't have a moment to cry. She might have cried when, somewhere over the channel, the baby sitting on its mother's lap beside Maggie vomited breast milk over her jeans, but still somehow no tears. She couldn't detect anger or sadness or
Sample complete. Ready to continue?